Spillwords.com presents Celluloid Heroin, written by Rich Watson. Alon raised his glass, leading the crowd in his toast. The reception for the special film screening at the Thurber College Theater commenced in earnest. The guests drank and chatted. His smile faded. If only Pat were here. He had been dean of the Midwestern College for only 4 years, but he knew the Nolans, some of the school's benefactors, well. Gary Nolan, a Thurber native, was a former Cy Young Award-winning pitcher. His late wife, Patricia Nolan, was a TC alumna, class of 77. Locals knew her for many things, foremost among them being her love of movies. When Gary played his final years as a Cincinnati Red, he and Pat moved to nearby Thurber. She was a regular at the Buckeye Theater. She also founded the Thurber Vintage Film Festival, supported local filmmakers, especially TC graduates, and pushed for the renovation and expansion of its theater, now renamed Patricia Nolan Hall in her memory. The auditorium opened, and Alon took his seat, 2 rows behind Gary, his children, and his sisters-in-law. Pat's presence filled the building. She was right. The Art Deco look for the renovated interior made the place classier. It adorned the hexagonal carpeting, velvet embossed wallpaper, and metallic accents around the light fixtures. If only he could touch her wool caftan, which hung outside the women's bathroom, framed and under glass. Could she see all this? Tonight's screening featured one of her favorite actresses. Vicky Carter was a star from the 20s and 30s. Her first talkie, the 1933 musical comedy Get Away Clean, was her biggest hit, about a gangster's moll who falls in love with the G-man pursuing her boyfriend. She sang, danced, and wowed audiences with her pratfalls. Lucille Ball had cited her as an influence. Pat adored Carter, though she thought the actress was better in the silent era. Even after audiences rediscovered Carter in the 80s, historians rarely grouped her with peers such as Jean Harlow, Myrna Loy, or Carol Lombard. Alon had vowed to see a Carter film, preferably with Pat, but work always kept him from it. If he could, he'd kick himself. Her sister, Maureen, the new director of the TVFF, took the stage. In her introduction, she discussed Pat, the TVFF, Carter, and the movie. Alon knew little about vintage movies, as Pat had called them. She thought, classic, was overused. But for her, he sought out the work of a few stars she appreciated, like Mary Pickford and Randolph Scott. Hopefully, Carter was in their league. Maureen finished. The house lights dimmed, and the curtains withdrew. Get Away Clean began. 87 minutes later, it ended. The audience cheered. Alon looked around at the smiles and laughter. That was it? Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. So she took the stage and sang with everyone else. Don't think she regretted it, either. Gary pointed at Alon's empty glass. Why want another? Sure. In the lobby, a half hour later, Alon hobnobbed with TC faculty and TVFF members, but he couldn't avoid Gary for long. He shared some anecdotes about Pat before returning to the drinks table for more soda. Alon stared out the front doors of the campus. Pat said when she was an undergrad here, she'd eat lunch on the knoll outside, near the pond. The 70s were a great time for new movies, but even then she preferred the black and whites on The Late Show. Cagney shooting gangsters, Stewart on a ranch, Garland singing. Alon knew the images because everyone knew them, but they were more than just images to Pat. Sorry, was talking to a fan. Gary handed Alon a fresh ginger ale. That story about Sparky Anderson and the umpire in Chicago never gets old. Gary, I didn't like the movie. The older man raised his eyebrows. Well, it wasn't Carter's best, or so Patty thought. It was available on short notice. But to admit that, tonight of all nights, when we just renamed this theater for her. Oh, I see. Gary sipped his Sprite. You've never cared for the old stuff, did ya? Alon looked away. I can sit through a vintage film. Not what I asked, Al. Alon squirmed. Do I prefer Spielberg over something from the 30s? Yes, Pat was a treasure, but I never understood the appeal in movies where the dialogue goes 100 miles an hour and there's always a happy ending. Gary waved to someone behind Alon. I was like you before I met Patty and her sisters. If you think you're dishonoring her memory by saying that, think again, bud. 1. She and her sisters grew up with vintage movies thanks to their dad. He instilled that love for movies in all 4 of them. It'll take a hell of a lot more than you got to shake that love. Alon blinked. Pat did mention her father in relation to movies a few times. He forgot how deep the connection ran. 2. She also knew Vicky Carter was more of an acquired taste. She wasn't a great beauty like Lombard, more slapstick-y than most comedians from that time. But she was funny, and she could sing. For Patty, that was more than enough. And 3. Give yourself some credit. Unlike your predecessor, you supported her ideas. Increasing the budget for TC's film department. Showing movies outdoors in the summer, on campus. Starting an after-school filmmaking program for high schoolers. He grinned. So what if Wieden loved vintage films the way she did? Alon blushed. Gary would never know the real reason Alon did those things. He loved Pat. He always did. Thanks for the reminder. Gary slapped Alon's arm. Come on, I promised Maureen I'd drive her home. Let's see if she's ready. Gary strolled across the lobby towards Maureen. Alon followed him. He'd have to check TCM for when the next Vicky Carter film would air. Please leave this field empty, never miss a story. Subscribe to our newsletter and get the latest literary buzz. We don't spam. Read our privacy policy for more info. Check your inbox or spam folder to confirm your subscription. About latest posts, Rich Watson since 2021. Rich Watson has been writing about 20th century pop culture bi-weekly, plus original fiction, and is working on a novella. He enjoys baseball, cooking, and hiking. He lives in New York City. Latest posts by Rich Watson, see all. Celluloid Heroin, July 18, 2025.